Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I like sometimes to hear Brother John Osteen tell about, you know, the last apostle just about to die. Somebody said, well, let's get somebody to them that's sick in a hurry, because when they die, that's going to end it all. But no, thank God it didn't end with the last apostle, when the last apostle died. And we read here in the sixth chapter of Acts that one of the men that was elected to be a deacon, we call them deacons because the Greek word translated deacon means a helper, and they were certainly elected to help the disciples, to wait on tables, and one of the deacons by the name of Stephen. And it said in this eighth verse of the sixth chapter of Acts, and Stephen, full of faith.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Supernatural, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You have your Bibles while you're standing there. I want to read you a text. This is not my text to preach from tonight, but I want to read you a verse of Scripture. Notice this 20th verse of the 19th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. 20th verse of the 19th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God's growing and prevailing in the hearts and lives of men and women. As you're seated, just turn and look around. See, this building's cram jammed tonight. People can't get in. They're standing back there in the foyer. Hallelujah. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You may be seated. Well, while you're there in the Acts, open them again tonight to the fourth chapter. Same scripture that I read in the other two times that I have spoken to you. I did so well with that, I thought I'd just go again here. Fourth chapter of the Acts. Notice that we'll not take time to read all that we read before, but fill you in again, remind you, most of you know, that in the third chapter of Acts, the lame man was healed at the gate called Beautiful as Peter and John entered into the temple, the hour of prayer. And then that Peter and John were taken in question by the authorities and brought before the council and were threatened and were commanded to preach and teach no more in the name of Jesus. And in the 23rd verse of the 4th chapter, it said, being let go, they went unto their own company. That's a good place to be when you're in trouble, among your own company, among people who know how to pray. Praise God. So we have their prayer there. And then as we come to the conclusion of their prayer, they said in the 29th verse, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. The next verse says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Now, you see the fulfillment of that prayer as we continue to read in the Acts. You see, of course, Luke did not write the Acts in chapters and verses. Man divided it that way. He just wrote it. When we get into the fifth chapter, you really have a continuation, you see, of what he's talking about in the fourth chapter. You'll find the Bible said in the 12th verse of the fifth chapter, And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. That's what they prayed for. That's what they got. Hallelujah. You'll find that the Word of God tells us, as we read further into the 15th verse, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Well, that's what they prayed for, that there would be healing. Stretch forth thine hand to heal, and that's what they got. Praise God. Then as we go on reading, we'll find the word says in the 17th verse, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord, hallelujah, by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Hallelujah. Well, they prayed for signs and wonders. That is a sign. That is a wonder, isn't it? The angel of the Lord came and opened the prison door, bless God, and brought them forth out of prison. Then you go on reading into the 6th chapter. Remember, they prayed that thy servant shall be enabled to speak thy word with boldness by stretching forth thine hand to heal the sick, that signs and wonders will be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And again, just so that we wouldn't think, well, you know, the apostles had that kind of power, like some theologian said who perhaps never read the Bible. They couldn't have said what they said and read the Bible. That, you know, when the last apostle died, then it's all been done away with. I like sometimes to hear Brother John Osteen tell about, you know, the last apostle just about to die. Somebody said, well, let's get somebody to them that's sick in a hurry, because when they die, that's going to end it all. But no, thank God it didn't end with the last apostle, when the last apostle died. And we read here in the 6th chapter of Acts that one of the men that was elected to be a deacon, we call them deacons because the Greek word translated deacon means a helper, and they were certainly elected to help the disciples, to wait on tables, and one of the deacons by the name of Stephen. And it said in this 8th verse of the 6th chapter of Acts, and Stephen, full of faith, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Hallelujah. Then you get into the 8th chapter of Acts and begin with the 5th verse, and you read about another one of the deacons. God made an evangelist out of him. And it said, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And they gave heed unto him, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many unclean spirits came out crying with a loud voice. Many that were sick of the palsy were healed, and many that were lame were healed. Praise God. And there was great joy in the city. And now when they believed the preaching of Philip concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. And now when the apostles which abode at Jerusalem heard that the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he's fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the 17th verse said, then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so when you start praying for signs and wonders, you're praying, blessed be God, the hands will be laid on believers, they'll be filled with the Spirit, and sick will be healed. Glory to God. And then in the 9th chapter of Acts, the Word of God tells about a man by the name of Saul, who became Paul the Apostle, and Saul breathing out threatenings, you see, against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with letters in his possession, giving him the authority to put in jail and in bonds and in chains them that are in that way, as he approached the city of Damascus. Suddenly there shined a light. There shined a light around about him, brighter than the noonday sun. And he heard a voice from heaven. He fell to the ground. When you start praying for signs and wonders, bless God, you're praying that people will fall under the power. You're praying that lights will shine. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that he said, when he's fallen to the ground, he heard a voice. speaking unto him from heaven in the Hebrew tongue, saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, What did you have me to do? He said, Arise and go into the city, and so on. It'll be told thee what to do. Then you skip a little further down in the 9th chapter of Acts, and the word of God said, There's a certain disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision. When you pray for signs and wonders, you're praying for visions, bless God. And this is a layman. This isn't an apostle. Ananias is not an apostle. Ananias is not a prophet. Ananias is not an evangelist. Ananias is not a pastor. Ananias is not a teacher. It said there is a certain disciple. In our modern language, we'd say there is a certain layman in Damascus. And to him said the Lord in a vision. Jesus appeared to him in a vision, spoke to him, and said, Arise, and go into the street called Straight, and inquire in such and such a house for Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth and seeth a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hands on him, might receive his sight. And then Ananias began to argue with the Lord. He said, I've heard about that fella. I've heard about what havoc he's wrought in the church at Jerusalem, how that he has in his possession here letters giving him the authority to put in jail, chains, and bonds them that are in that way. And notice what the Lord said. He said, He's a chosen vessel unto me. I'll tell you, when you start praying for signs and wonders, blessed be God, you're praying for visions, and you're praying that God will do some special things and call some people especially. He just reached out there. Saul's a sinner, my friend. He's a sinner. He did consent unto the death of Stephen. I'm sure you heard some of Stephen's preaching. But blessed be God, the Holy Ghost fell. The light of God flashed. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book, entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And, you know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well. But right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
You can use pastoral ministry,
biblical
studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps.
Which
is just helping in the church, being
part
involved in the church. And then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
But
the main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.